You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When was the last time you changed your cell phone number? Jennifer Aniston accidentally gave the world her cell phone number.
Oh.
Yeah, she did like a recent photo dump on her Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And she put a picture of her dog, and her dog was wearing his collar. And she didn't realize that the picture you could read on the collar, her number on it, which was, of course, her cell phone number.
Oh, no. Now she's got to switch her number and her dog's collar.
Well, I guess. She deleted the number, the picture right away. And the big question is, did she bother changing her cell phone number, or is she just going to ride it out? And I was thinking, she's pretty much... She has to. She's going to get 27,000 messages a day of text messages and people calling.
Well, listen, we're well-meaning, adjusted people right here. And my first impulse was, let's give it a call, right? Let's see whether or not it's hooked up. Whereas imagine if we were crazy people and we were like, Jennifer Aniston, I'm going to wear her skin.
Oh, gosh. All right. So, okay. But I was thinking about it because lately, somehow, I have signed up for enough dumb things that I get 100 text messages a day from spam. I get a lot of spam calls. I get a lot of, lately, it's even like products that I must have said sign up for 10% off and somehow clicked like text me.
Yeah.
And they're constantly texting me. And no matter how many times I report it as junk, they just keep texting me over and over and over again.
Unsubscribe doesn't seem to fix the problem.
No, never. Yeah. So I thought about it. I'm going to change my number. Like, why not at this point? I've had the same cell phone number since I got my first phone when I was 19 years old.
I've had this cell phone number for, it's probably 24 years,
yeah.
25 years, I'm thinking.
So what, like, can you start over on something like that? Because I was like, well, I just tell the people I love the most that I have a new cell phone.
Yeah.
But then I kept thinking about, well, how about when an old friend calls or when an old work acquaintance or maybe an old guest that we had on the show that wants to reach out?
Could be anything.
Do you care? Do you care? And would you change your number? Or do you feel like at this point it has become your identity and you cannot change it?
Yeah, my son just actually went through this with his business. So he had to give up his number and get a new number because the phone was just ringing constantly from business at this point. And my wife took over that number as the business manager. And right now it's a lot of fielding of personal calls versus business calls and trying to redirect people. Even if you've got a good message on there or whatever explains it, people just don't tend to hear it. My number's been online and everything, and it rings constantly with junk. Hardly ever rings for anything that's real. I can't imagine giving it up, though.
Me neither.
I mean, giving me another number... The little things, the frustration of how I'll have to re-enter it everywhere that I am, all the reminders that I get, doctor's offices, text messages from companies that I actually want to hear from. Again, it's only 10% of all the messages I'm getting, but it's a lot of things to sign up for and change.
So freeing, though. Think about how free you are from all of that. But then again, I'm like, yeah, just so when my doctor calls to confirm my surgery coming up in 2 weeks and you don't get it and you're like, oh, you show up and they're like, oh, they canceled. You have no idea what they're talking about. I mean, I feel like they've basically got you at this point. Mm. That number is yours forever along with all the spam calls.
Until you die.
Right.
Freeing is one thing. Do you end up being lonely when nobody calls?
You think Jennifer Aniston is lonely when nobody calls?
No.
Oh, okay. Then no.
If you love reality TV, they are coming back. The Chrisleys.
What?
Yeah. Trending is powered by 5-Hour Energy. Did you know that 5-Hour Energy can be ordered online? You can easily build your own custom 12 or 24 pack. Check it out today, 5hourenergy.com. All truth be told, I don't know much about the Chrisleys.
Same.
Yeah, so they were on this reality TV show called Chrisley Knows Best. It aired on the USA Network back in 2014. And it followed the lives of Todd Chrisley, who was this real estate mogul from Georgia, and his family.
Yeah.
But what?
An eccentric family.
Yeah.
You know, they're crazy people, right? Basically, I mean, the stuff that I've seen from him, I'm like, wait a minute, that dude's married?
Here's what I don't understand,
wait a
though.
What?
And this is the same thing with Teresa Giudice and the Real Housewives of New Jersey, is if you know that you're like doing tax evasion and you're doing things that are illegal, why do you say yes when they say, can we do a reality TV show about us?
No, because you feel like, you know, there's going to be ways that you can just basically be like, no, that didn't happen, or it's over here, or whatever. You know, business, it's hard to explain, Anna.
I guess.
You know?
So part of the show included this couple, Todd and Julie's kids, and one of them is Savannah. So Savannah got a big call from President Trump yesterday.
Your parents are going to be free and clean, and I hope we can do it by tomorrow.
Thank you so much, wish them
a good life.
Have a good life, guys. I mean,
what a great call to get.
Right.
You know, hey, you were sentenced to prison, and now you're going to be out tomorrow. That's going to be nice for a cheeseburger, but I just... Listen, I'm confused, Ryan. I didn't think Martha Stewart should have went to jail. I didn't think that was a real thing all those years ago. But if you've been, you know, sentenced to 7 years in prison or whatever it is that you've been, you should probably do that prison time.
Well,
it's just me.
Todd was sentenced to 12 years. Julie was sentenced to 7 years.
And how much did they do?
Was that they went in 2022. They were convicted. So a couple years to 3 years now.
I mean,
yeah, but listen to how excited their daughter is.
Both my parents aren't coming home. I still don't believe it's real.
I don't believe it's real either.
Because it doesn't feel real.
I don't know why they were, what?
Right. Why are we going to let them out?
I don't understand. Yeah.
I mean, if they did that, they should probably serve the time for that. Well, whatever.
Whatever. But here's the best part.
Yeah.
There might be a post-prison edition of their show.
Oh, of course there's going
to
be.
TLC and AE and A&E are trying to convince them to go on it. Isn't that wild?
No. I mean, Julie in the other room is so excited. I could see her right now. Apparently, she was a big fan of this program
before. I don't know. Okay. Also trending in the news today, Southwest Airlines, the baggage fees kick off today.
Oh, boy.
So their whole motto was bags fly free.
Yeah.
Well, now they don't. So it's $35 for the first bag and then $45 for the second. People are interestingly fired up about it.
I'm used to paying for the $45 for the bag, so it won't make any difference to me.
Oh. As someone who flies and has to check bags, I guess that will impact how I think about choosing Southwest or other airlines.
They got to do what they got to do. I'm not worried about it, though.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like everywhere you go, we've all just gotten used to the fact that everybody is charging you for something everywhere, and all those prices are going up. I don't know of any other airlines that the bags are still flying free.
Mine fly free
because I have a credit card with points with the airline.
That's like the whole same thing with mine. It's like if I fly one specific airline because I have that credit card, but technically,
there's a membership fee to my credit card.
Listen. You're going to pay.
Right.
What it comes down to is that if you're flying and you have a check luggage, you're going to pay. And if you think that you're going to be able to get on with just a carry-on and not have to pay for that, you should probably double check the fine print because you'll probably still have to pay.
Sometimes they're charging for that now, too.
Yes.
Right.
Unconventional relationships. That's what we're going to call it. French President Emmanuel Macron and his wife, Bridget, they met when he was 15 years old, and she was his drama teacher.
That wasn't a bad pronunciation for somebody who's Americana.
Yeah.
Do it one more time.
Emmanuel Macron.
Not bad.
Thank you.
I just
repeat what I hear on the internet.
Okay.
She was his drama teacher and 25 years older than him. Now, remember, in France, the legal age of consent is 15 years old. Of course, we're like, what?
What? Right. Who voted on that and when?
Yep.
She was his drama teacher.
Yes.
That fits so much.
And she was also happened to be married with 3 children of her own.
Well, you know.
Fast forward. They're married now. She got a divorce from her husband and left him, and the 3 kids gave the blessing, and they got married a few years later. Actually, many years later. He was 29 when they got married.
I mean, what are you going to say when your mom's going to do that and they have a public job? Of course they're going to give some sort of blessing at some point.
And they've been in the news over the last few days because there was this footage caught of a door opening on an airplane, and she's grabbing his face aggressively, and it looks like she's smacking him.
It looks like a mush to me. Yeah. It looks like when you palm somebody's face and push them off.
Right.
It's an aggressive move. It's a punk move is what it is.
He says that's just how they communicate, and it's like a love tap.
Okay, well, love tap means that you got punked, bro.
Sure, Emmanuel Macron. Got to tell yourself.
I don't think he wins another election. I'm telling you right now.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of speculation about what's going on in their relationship because, again, she's 25 years older than him. He's almost 50 years old. She's almost 75 at this point.
It's weird.
But I think that there's a lot of situations like this where unconventional relationships begin. So what was yours? How did you meet somebody and it was not your, I guess we'll call it, quote unquote, norm? 1-800-330-9999. Shane.
My current spouse is actually the sister of my ex-wife. But this was I met her sister about 12 years ago at less than a year's marriage. It was actually annulled. And then, you know, a couple of relationships later, actually almost a decade later, I bumped into her sister and we just hit it off. Completely neutral, just regular relationship, hit it off.
That's wild.
Yes.
I mean, there's no girl code here in this family. I mean, is she estranged from her sister? Is she estranged from her family? Or do you guys, like, all hang out together? Like, this is the weirdest thing I ever heard in my life.
You know, we don't hang out with her sister a lot. But she says that they're okay with it. Her sister's also happily married. So I think it was just one of those things of us being kids and doing something very silly and wild. And then us finding the people we're supposed to be with.
I don't know,
Did she come to your wedding when you got married to your sister?
We had an away wedding. So this way, not a lot of people were there. So it just made sense.
So she didn't go.
Well, she wasn't invited.
Yeah, and neither did her new husband, who also would think that it's totally weird. That's wild.
You can't help who you fall in love with.
Oh, no, you 100% can. You can just, you know, go, oh, no, you're the sister of my ex-wife. We're definitely not going to date. But you know what? I'm glad it's all working out for you.
Oh, how long have you been married now, Shane?
We've been married for 3.5 years.
See? I mean, they've moved on.
I've got genes that are older than 12 years. I was married to your sister 12 years ago? No way.
What was the unconventional way you met your significant other? French President Emmanuel Macron and his wife, Bridget, met when he was 15 years old. She was his drama teacher and 25 years older than him.
Seems suspect.
14 years later, he married her after she divorced her husband and had 3 kids.
Yeah, and on Sunday, she mushed him in the face.
Right. And she's been all over the news because people are questioning what's going on with their relationship now that he's like 47 and she's 70-something.
Yeah.
So, but I think, you know, besides the fact meeting your child student.
Just stop there. Yep. Right. There's ways that you meet people that it's not conventional.
Right.
It's not normal.
What was the unconventional way you met your partner, Michael?
I ran a junkyard for a friend of mine and my wife came in looking for a part for a car. Argued with her first, went out, looked at the car, fell in love. 40 years later, still together and crushed her car.
That's, you know what, dude? You are the guy that I would love to meet when I need that part. What a great thing. There's nothing worse than going to a place.
It's a true story.
Yeah, not knowing what you need, and you find that person who has that miracle answer for you, and then they also end up being the person you fall in love with. That's amazing.
It was my birthday, so I asked her if she would take me out. I threw her a set of keys to a sports car I had. I said, why don't you come back at 5 o'clock and take me out to eat? We'll talk about that car. A week later, I crushed the car.
But I mean, crushed it.
I mean, he's got a junkyard. He's got one of those crushing things. Right.
That's pretty cool.
Right. Yeah. Replaced it. He was like, you need a better car. He's like, let's be real.
Let her push the buttons. Let her push the buttons.
That's love.
That's romance.
That's love right there. That's how you fall in love.
That's fantastic. I wish I had some scrap to bring you right now.
A 77 Hornet. A 77 Hornet.
I mean, that thing was a death trap. You did her a favor.
Well, the distributor was tied down with a shoelace. I never laughed so hard in my
life. Who did that to her? That's terrible.
Lydia, the unconventional way you got involved with your spouse.
He was actually my college professor. And I know that sounds crazy, but actually he waited till the semester was over before he actually asked me out. And we went out and we've been locked in ever since.
I think the professor thing is different than the teacher.
Do you?
Yeah, I think that happens probably more often if it's because some college professors are relatively young, and then you know their college students are all ages, and if they're mature at that point, I don't know. I don't think it's so bad.
It sounds just as scandalous to me. I mean, listen, if you're in high school, that's different. Right. When you're 15, even if you're in France, yeah, that's certainly different than college. But if you're a 19-year-old freshman or an 18-year-old freshman or a 20-year-old freshman in college and your professor is 33, that's not different to me. It's okay. Still weird.
How old were you and how old was he at the time?
I believe I was 20 and he was 24, 25.
It's 24. Yeah. That's different. I look at him. Is he still a student? He could basically be the RA. Like, to me, that ain't a real professor.
That's a fake professor. When I was teaching as an adjunct, I was 24 years old.
Yeah, you were a fake professor at 24.
I mean, I hear professor.
I think 38. Yeah. Dude's got a beard.
Okay.
All right. Glasses.
Wire rim circle glasses.
That's what I'm saying. Of course. That's what I'm saying. And that's different.
Okay.
And that's exactly what happens in France.
All right. Lewis, the unconventional way you got involved with your spouse.
Yeah, so it was actually my mom's coworker. When I was 21, she was about 33. And I went to one of their company picnics and we met, we hit it off and started dating kind of on the sly and fell in love. And eventually we had to tell my mom and she was not really pleased at first.
Were they friends or just coworkers?
Oh, they were good friends.
Oh, obviously you hit it off.
We hit it off. We ended up telling my mom. She was really not happy. But, you know, she grew to understand and accept it. And we're still together.
Okay.
We've been together for 10 years.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if it lasts. If we had a time machine, we could look ahead. That's one thing. Mm-hmm. Are you interested in running for the presidency of France?
It'll be available soon, we understand.
You're qualified. Yeah. You're qualified by that standard.
There has been a huge influx of American citizens that are moving to European Union countries. 75,000 in 2022.
Okay.
And that's a 28% rise from the previous year. And that number just continues to grow.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
But there is one country that stands above all the rest.
Well, we're going to get to that in just a second. Now, the top reason why people say they're moving is for adventure, enrichment, or growth. And it's funny because my parents are Italian immigrants. Mm-hmm. So my dad has Italian restaurants. So he had a young couple that came in. He asked them how old they were. They were 31 years old. Their jobs are remote now ever since the pandemic.
Yeah.
They told him that they're moving to Italy. They're moving to Bari, where he's from.
Beautiful.
And he goes, well, have you ever been there? He's like, we went on vacation last year. We liked it. And he said, but now you're going to move there? And they said, yeah. And he asked, do you speak Italian? No.
They're just going.
They're just going to go.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
They'll figure it out when they get there.
But that number of people that are doing it, it's getting bigger and bigger. Now, you would think everybody's going to Italy, right? Not so much. Top five countries that people are moving to. Number five is Italy. Number four, Canada.
Okay.
Well, pretty soon they might be part of us anyway.
I mean, right. We're going to be able to go. We all get a piece of Canada once they become a state.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Number three, the United Kingdom.
Nice.
Number two, Spain.
Very nice.
And the number one European country that Americans are moving to is Portugal.
Oh, the motherland.
Raven's family is from Portugal.
That's where I'm
very excited.
Walk amongst my ancestors and enjoy yourself. Visit the old Raven homestead where my mother used to wash clothes in the creek over there.
Have you ever been to Portugal, Raven?
I've never been there, okay. But my mother moved there when she was 13.
Okay.
And all my family's from there. And I still have some family there. And I have a cousin who got married there, but they're from the UK, but they traveled to Portugal to get married.
You've
there.
Never actually been to Portugal. You don't know much about it at all.
Looking forward to going. Very cost effective to go right now. Yeah. Gorgeous place. I mean, I've seen it on television a lot. I've heard a lot of stories.
The way we're going, I'm going to go to Portugal before you're going to go to Portugal.
It's possible.
Yeah.
I'm working on it, but it's possible. Given the fact that both the vacations are already lined up for next week and neither of them are Portugal, it might happen that way.
All right. So I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
I go, I don't really know all that much about Portugal, except my dad swears that the beaches are beautiful there.
Turns out I do.
Oh, you do?
I know everything about Portugal that you need to know. And as such, I have created a PSA, a commercial for tourism, for people to go ahead and be attracted to Portugal. And if you're thinking about moving to the European Union, this will, you know, give you some information that I think would be helpful. The secret's out. And now Americans are flocking to what used to look like the right foot on a globe, Portugal. I remember being a kid in grade school and having to point it out to friends, and they were like, that place isn't even real. They didn't know anybody else Portuguese.
True.
But now it's our time. Come enjoy our fairy tale castles, rich adventurers' history, and the origin place of the Raven family. We've welcomed American visitors for years, here to enjoy our mountains, beaches, food, and beautiful people. Now, thanks to all these articles and commercials, I'm worried that there'll be no space left for my family there, and you'll make it get all expensive and whatnot. What's up with that? But hey, Portugal, we've got world-class surfing. The Azores, yep, those are ours. Cobblestone streets, beautifully colored buildings, streetcars, and the best port wine the world over. So book your visit to Portugal today. Just remember, eventually, I'd like you to take your back home.
This PSA paid for by Portuguese Tourism. Not really.
That's pretty much says it all.
All right, I guess I should go book my flight.
Enjoy your trip.
Yeah.
But then come back.
No.
It is with a deep sense of pride and pleasure that my wife and I join you here today as we witness Canadians coming together in a renewed sense of national pride, unity, and hope.
What, King Charles? They sent King Charles to Canada to reassure the people that they're not going to become part of America.
Say what you will. I'll tell you what, he does sound very kingly, right? He sounds very kingly right there. Harry, you screwed up. You screwed up, man.
So he is the head of state of Canada, and not normally do they make the trip, but he did because there's all this talk about becoming the 51st state, Canada.
Yeah.
And you know what always happens in situations like this, Raven.
Mm.
They want to capitalize on it. And I found...
T-shirts?
Weirder.
What?
They've been creating propaganda songs against the United States.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I found one of those songs.
Good for you, Canada, showing us a little bit of moxie.
They're coming together against Americans because they don't want to get taken over.
Right. They couldn't agree with each other before, but now they're united.
Yes.
Oh, Canada, you stand so tall. We hear your whispers. We hear it all. The eagle circles, but you won't.
They're talking about us.
Steak or state?
We're not their steak. We're going to take them. We're going to take them over.
Stake the property.
Our eagles are circling. They are.
I mean, one point, though, that the eagles don't really respect the border. They fly wherever they want. That's so there's eagles in Canada, too. But okay.
We won't be your 51st state.
Not yet. I mean, shouldn't they write better songs if they're like want to keep their freedom and be separate from us?
Dude sounded American to me.
Yeah. Right?
Dude sounded American to me. We got maple syrup here, too. You want some of this Golden Dome action?
Yeah.
You know you're going to be a state.
Well, you know what? America doesn't back down. And I found a leaked song from America about how we're going to take them over.
Nice. I love that.
Hey, up there with your maple leaf. You're stuck in snow while we find relief. We've got the sun, we've got the stars. You've got moose and frozen cars. Mm-hmm. Come on, Canada, join the fun. Be our 51st under one sun. We've got burgers, fireworks, and drive-ins late.
We have all those things.
Yep.
You'd be cooler as our next state.
All right.
You'd be so much cooler. You'd be so much cooler if you're part of us.
It's part of Morgan Wallen's new double album.
Yeah,
I love that.
True. Ray, hold on. There's more.
Oh.
Yeah.
You've got Timmy's. We've got fries. Our bald eagle soars. Your goose just flies. Your milk comes in bags. What's up with that? We've got Hollywood and cowboy hats.
We've got Hollywood and cowboy hats. I mean, when you hear this song, you're like, you know what? America's kind of awesome. You're right. You should want to be part of us.
No more border, just dreams to share.
No more borders, Raven. Just dreams to share.
That's right. Let's all be together.
I don't know if this is going to happen.
Come on.
If you randomly called one of your friends at night and you just called to say good night, just wishing you sweet dreams, what would they say and what would be their reaction? That's one of the newest TikTok trends right now. Grown men calling their guy buddies and wishing them sweet dreams at bedtime. Here's some of the reactions.
I'll just call and tell you good night, sweet dreams.
What?
I'm about to lay down, bro. I'm about to get in the bed. I just want to call and tell you good night, bro. Sweet dreams.
Why are you telling me good night?
I hope you sleep tight, bro.
What do you have going on? What? Sweet dreams? I'm a grown. What's going on? Are you good?
You good?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a common reaction is my friend having a breakdown.
Right. But also the flip side to that is you can get people that are really excited to hear your voice.
Hey, I was just calling to say goodnight.
Are you joking?
No.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that. I don't remember the last time someone said goodnight to me.
Yeah. You know, we always say connect again. Let's connect again. Talking about reaching out to people we haven't talked to in a long time. Why can't you just call an old friend and say, hey, have a good night's sleep?
I mean, you could call a friend that you saw a week or two ago. You know, hearing somebody's voice is different than just, you know, sending somebody a text or whatever. And wishing somebody a good evening or sweet dreams is very nice and personal.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I called last night a couple of my friends, too. By the way, I'm getting text messages right now, Anna, from my friends who didn't pick up because I called a lot of people.
Yeah.
And some of my friends did not pick up. And now they're texting me and being like, are you alive?
Right. They assume that you're dead because right. If you just call randomly at nighttime. Right.
But first I tried Steve.
Hey, man.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. I'm just calling to say goodnight.
Oh, all right.
Are you ready for bed?
TV.
Well, good night.
All right, good night.
All right, I hope you sleep good.
You too.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, all good.
Bye.
By the way, all that noise in the background is my wife who just can't control herself. It's like, what is happening? Apparently, she had no idea any of this was going on. So she's like, what are you doing? And like shaking, trying to do it. But Steve literally was just like,
yeah, cool.
Totally cool with it.
100%. Yeah.
Steve, I wonder how many calls Steve gets at night where people actually tuck him in.
Yeah, they're like, hey, Steve, you ready for bed? Yeah. Right. I'm watching TV and then I'm going to go to bed.
Then
yeah.
I tried Wagner and that's how this went.
Yo.
Hey, man.
What's up?
Just call and say goodnight.
Good night.
Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Wait, are you going to sleep soon?
No.
No.
What the hell?
Everybody gets.
I'm watching the Knicks game.
How are they doing?
They're down by 2 right now.
Well, I hope it turns out the other way. I promise.
Hell yeah.
All right. All right. Well, I want you to sleep tight. All right, and don't let the bed bugs bite, and and sweet dreams, all right?
Yes, sweet dreams.
All right, good night.
All my friends, by the way, were watching the Knicks game,
right.
And I'm just the person who has to go to bed at a responsible time.
Wagner
didn't work out well, by the way.
Sounds a lot like my friends, or if I just called, they would just keep talking.
Oh, yeah, he's like, what's up?
What's going on? Yeah, no, I'm going to bed, but I'm like, you want to hang out this weekend?
Right,
what's going on?
He keeps the conversation going while simultaneously you can tell he's not paying attention to anything I'm saying because he is watching the game.
All right, so tonight... Call one of your friends you haven't talked to in a while.
Right.
Wish him a good night.
It just feels good.
Yeah. We want you to brag about your graduate. They're graduating high school, they're graduating college, and we bought a whole stack of scratch-off tickets. So you brag, and then we scratch to see if we can win you some cash.
You get paid.
1-800-330-9999. Rose, you're up first. Tell us about your graduate.
A son that's really involved in high school, plays tennis, soccer, ended in the marching band. We went through a devastating fire 2 years ago and is now a volunteer fireman. He's just an amazing child, great grades. I'm so proud of this kid.
Oh, Rose, all right, great.
What's next for him?
Yeah, what's he going to do?
He's going to go to UNH and study criminal justice and pre-law.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, Rose, bought a bunch of scratch-off tickets. Who do you want to scratch off one for you to see if you're a winner, me or Raven?
Right. This could go to the college fund right now.
Raven.
All right, Raven, you go ahead and you scratch one of those bad boys.
Here we go.
Make it a winner. Come on.
All right. 22, 9, 7, 12. Wait a minute. I've got two more winning numbers down here. Let's see.
I'm sorry, Rose.
I'm sorry.
But congratulations to you and congratulations to your son.
Yeah, that's a great story.
Thank you.
Hey, Connie, tell us about your grad.
I am excited because I have twins graduating high school this year.
Wow.
They are exceptional. Yeah. They are the youngest of 5 daughters, so go girls. And they are top cohort, so that means all through high school their averages have been over 100.
Wow.
They're on so many honor societies. They are black belts in karate.
Nice.
Yes.
They're steam, STEM, the whole bit. Fantastic kids. One going to Geneseo for physics, and the other is going to RIT for computer science.
Oh,
my gosh.
They are just exceptional. Exceptional. That's
great. Connie, congratulations. Yes. Oh, my gosh. You must be so proud.
You. Yeah, and you got bills to pay.
I am incredibly proud. Yes.
So here's how it's going to work, Connie. We've got these $2 scratch-offs. All right. Who do you want to scratch, Raven or me? Anna?
Go for it, Anna. You got it right there.
All right, let's see. I'm going to tell you that I have zero luck with scratch-offs. I'll tell you that.
Come on,
darling. It should be Raven.
No, we don't get to play that
way. Here's your numbers. 23, 12.
Okay, 12.
25.
All right.
And 16. Let's see. Come on.
Okay, yeah, there's twins. Come on.
7, 22, 13. No. Gosh, 14. Give me one!
Oh, I'm
but
sorry, Connie.
But they're twins!
Yeah, I know. It does sound very expensive. How about you, Sherry? Tell us about your graduate.
My graduate's Jacob. Jacob's just a good kid, and I know I'm a mom, but he really is just a great kid all around who picks good people. He's not one of those people that cares so much about the crowd. He's just always been true to himself. He maintains a high grade average, 95 point whatever, I don't even know. And he's just always followed his own path and done so in a real quiet way, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, he's humble. He doesn't need the awards. He doesn't need that. He just kind of does his job, and I've always loved that about him.
What a relief to have a child who's sure of themselves, right?
Yeah.
Who trusts in themselves,
yeah.
Who trusts in what they know and what they feel,
yeah.
Right? Because, you know, I, if all my friends were jumping off a bridge, I'd be that guy.
I'd jump off the bridge, too.
Oh, 100%. Anna already jumped off that bridge.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, she's got scars.
No.
So where is he going? What is he doing next?
What's his plan?
Well, his plan is to start off at SUNY Albany, And he's committed to Binghamton for his sophomore year. This is where we're at right now. He likes, you know, studying foreign language and such. Not sure what'll be, if anything, with that, but here we are.
We have a scratch-off ticket here. Why don't you go, Raven? I'm so bad at scratch-offs.
I mean, that's not a real thing, but okay. All right.
Somebody, come on, win some money. Win! 11,
no, 22, no, 24. No, I'm sorry, we didn't win.
I mean, when was somebody going to win?
Max, anyone knows that the win prize is...
Annie, you should have taken it.
I know, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Parents, this is your chance to brag about your graduate. Are they graduating high school or college? You can call 1-800-330-9999. And then I bought a whole stack of these scratch-off tickets, and we'll scratch one off for you. Whatever we win, we're going to give it right over to you.
Lord knows, you paid for enough with them, all right? It's time for that investment to pay you back.
1-800-330-9999. Again, that's the number. Sherry, tell us about your graduate.
My daughter is Mariah, and she graduated from the University of St. Joseph with a master's, and she's a teacher at Conrad. She's a great kid.
Congratulations. Go ahead, Raven. Scratch that scratch off. We need a winner.
All right. Here are our winning numbers. 9, 14, 23, and 22. And I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry, Sherry.
That's okay.
Well, congratulations on your baby girl being so great.
Yeah. Great school, St. Joe's. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Hi, Kim. Tell us about your graduate.
My daughter graduated 2 weeks ago from Notre Dame.
Oh,
congratulations.
Wow.
We are very excited. She is leaving in a couple of weeks to go down to Atlanta to do a gap year, and then she'll be starting medical school.
Congratulations, Kim. You must be so proud of her.
We really are. She's amazing.
We've got these scratch-off tickets here. Maybe we can help, you know, with her gap year. Who do you want to scratch the scratch-off for you, me or Raven?
I'm going to go with you. Sorry, Raven.
All right. That's all okay. Right. We have 9, 25, 16, and 7 are our numbers.
Oh, I feel good about 9.
9, 25. Mm-hmm. Did I buy the worst scratch-off tickets in the world?
Come on. Not one?
Not one.
Not one.
How is this possible? It says right on the back, 1 in 3.77 is a winner.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to continue to pay for that Notre Dame education for the next, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 years maybe.
Yeah, maybe 30. Medical school is next. It's going to be a long time.
Hi, Tracy. Do you have a graduate this year?
Oh, my goodness. I don't only have one. I have 3 graduating students this year.
Oh my gosh.
Tell us about them.
So I have a daughter who just graduated with her master's degree from the University of Tennessee.
Okay.
Master's degree in psychology.
Wow.
I have a son who just graduated from William Blount High School. And in December, my other daughter will be graduating from the University of Tennessee with a degree in advertising.
Wow, how exciting. And what a proud year for you. And also a very expensive one.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Who's scratching the lottery ticket for you?
I think I'm going to choose Anna today.
Okay. Right. Well, you know, if she wins, that means that you win. You get to keep the cash.
Yeah,
go ahead,
Anna. Any money on this scratch off goes to you. All right. Lucky Corners. Come on, Lucky Corners. Come on. Number 20, 12, 21, 19. No, come on. Are we going to win anything today? 22. No.
You got to keep a positive attitude.
Gosh!
But it's another loser. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, but congratulations. You really are the winner today. You got three graduates.
Hi, Jessica. Tell us about your graduate.
So it's my firstborn. She's graduating with high honors, and she also made the principal's list, 98% grade point average all year long.
That's congratulations. Fantastic.
What's her name?
Natalie.
And where's Natalie off to next? What's her plan?
She got accepted in IUP in Indiana for accounting.
All right.
I mean, she's going to be secure. Make that money, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Who would you like to scratch a lotto ticket for your daughter? So both Anna and I have lotto tickets in front of us. And if we win anything, you get to keep the money.
Raven.
Okay, great.
All right, Jess, let's see if we can turn a winner here. Help pay for some of that tuition. Here we go.
All right.
Here. Six.
All right.
16.
Come on.
22, 21.
Come on.
And 17.
Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry.
How do you possibly lose this much? What is wrong with us?
Anna bought all the wrong tickets. I apologize. We're trying here, but it's not working out.
I'm sorry, Jessica. Well, congratulations. You're the big winner, Mama.
Okay.
Brag about your graduate for your chance to, well, win whatever money we can possibly win with these scratch-off tickets.
Could be a ton of money.
Or nothings. We haven't had much luck. 1-800-330-9999. Erica, tell us about your graduate.
So actually, my last baby is graduating preschool, but the last year we had a house fire, so we're celebrating her a little extra this year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a house fire is a terrible thing. I've actually lived through one myself, too, and it's a traumatic, terrible experience. So I'm glad to hear. Was everybody safe? Did everybody make it out okay?
Everybody was safe. Yeah. Unfortunately, we lost a puppy we had just rescued for
our kids. That's terrible.
Erica,
that's
I don't think scratching the scratch off is going to make anybody feel better right
now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know what? I mean, but you know something? I mean, listen, did you get another dog? Did you got another home, right?
You're together. We rescued two puppies, and we are back home. We rebuilt, and all is well.
All right.
For you.
Well, I'm going to scratch this scratch off.
You're going to do it anyways? Here we go. Let's do it.
Yes. Why not?
Puppies are expensive.
Right.
Let's
go. Hold on. Let's see. 27, 22. This is a mega money. Let's see.
All right.
27.22. I got a double. So
I don't know what that means.
That's $4.
Wow.
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Woo!
All right.
Yeah. $4.
$4. You actually might be our high winner of the day. Yes. I mean, you are so far.
All right. Hold on the line. We're going to get your info. I'm going to Venmo you this $4, okay?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for being with us. Thank you for sharing.
All right. 1-800-330-9999 if you want to brag about your graduate. Brag about your graduate. If they're graduating high school or college, we want to hear why they're so great. And we have a stack of scratch-off tickets. We'll scratch one off for you. If we win the money, we'll send it right to you.
I mean, who knows? This could be a good chunk out of their tuition.
1-800-330-9999. Laura, tell us about your graduate.
Well, she graduated at CUNY's Legal. She is already down at Disney, and she's going to be working as a character assistant. And she was asked to also try out to be a character.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Imagine graduating from college and getting to be a princess.
Well, yes.
Wow, what a nice progression.
One of our interns went on to go work at Disney as well, and it was part of like an internship program, and she loved it. Mm. Yeah, it's kind of like a dream come true, something a lot of kids want to do.
Yeah,
that's
for a
awesome,
lot of people,
Laura.
Right.
She's like, it's her place. Like, she's never been happier anywhere else.
Oh, that's great.
So
well, that leads to great things typically. So, listen, we've got these scratch tickets that we picked up, and we're using it to help pay our parents' tuition or any other costs that might be happening now with these graduates, because as we all know, everything costs money in the world. So who do you want to scratch your ticket for you, Anna or myself? If we win anything, you get to keep it.
I think Anna.
All right.
Okay, here we go. 25, 21, 9, 3, and 25. Those are our numbers.
All right.
Yes! We have a winner. Hold on.
All right. Hold on.
Woohoo!
Yes.
Finally.
13. Hold on. Big money.
$1.
We're figuring out how to read a lotto ticket again right now. I don't know. Seriously, we should have known this going in.
Okay. Laura, 25. No, just kidding. $5.
$5.
$5.
Hi, Glenna. Tell us about your graduate.
I have twin boys graduating tomorrow from Southridge, and I have a young lady graduating from Robert Morgan. All three of my babies.
Oh my gosh.
Congratulations. Yeah. You've got a big year, Mama.
Yeah. Yeah. 18 years in the making, and I finally made it through. So I didn't do drugs. I didn't drink. So I'm good for myself.
Well, congratulations on that. Yeah.
You did it.
Now that they're all out of the house, who knows? I'd get drunk tomorrow. Yes. Anyway, but,
Yeah. One is going to nursing. The other one's going to the military. And the other one's doing the fire academy in the city of Coral Gables.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh,
huh?
That's great.
All good citizens, right? Every one of them, right? Contributing
they
out
better
there.
One of them has to make enough money to support me. So.
Well, speaking of money, we have lottery tickets here, and we're scratching for our grads. So do you want Anna to scratch or me to scratch your ticket?
I'm going to go for all the females, so Anna.
Okay. All right.
All right.
All right, Anna, see if you could turn a winner for her. We just had our first winner.
Yeah.
So exciting times here. Anything we win, you get to keep the money.
Okay.
Seven. Lucky numbers now. 7 and 13 are my lucky numbers.
Let's I like see. 12 also. Here we go.
Mine is 12 and 19.
All right, here we go. Oh,
yes, we got a winner.
All right.
All right.
All right.
13. Okay, 13 is a winner. That's my lucky number.
Hold on.
All right, let's see how much you won. We have 13. You won $2.
All right.
$2, Glenda.
All right. All right. I mean, who knows? That $2 could lead to another ticket that could lead to $1 million.
Like, you never know. You never know.
That's right.
Thank you.
Congratulations again on all your success with the kids. Congratulations.
One couple.
It makes me furious. I don't get it.
This is what she wants to do.
One problem.
My daughter wants to do a spa weekend for her 16th birthday.
And I'm being deprived of going there because I'm a guy?
You decide the outcome.
All right, Gabby, you got to be happy to hear that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can have a family dinner when we get back in town.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Couples Court is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, and motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be. It's Deanna and Billy. Deanna, let's start with you. What's going on?
Well, okay, so my daughter Allison just told me that she doesn't plan to break up with her boyfriend Luke before she leaves for college in the fall. And my husband Billy thinks it's a bad idea and that Allison should go to college with a clean slate. But I don't really think it's our business to get involved because Allison will learn on her own and will only grow to resent us if we try to interfere.
Okay, that seems pretty straightforward. Billy?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't disagree with what Dee's saying. She's making sense. But the idea is that, I mean, if we've experienced something, if we have some sort of wisdom, I feel like that's the perfect reason to impart it. And our daughter listens to her more than me, so I feel like if she can say even anything, just to remind her that this might be a bad idea, this could kind of, you know, help her, help all of us with a lot of pain and suffering in the end.
I mean, I don't know. I don't suffer in remorse over much of what my kids have done in their romantic life. I mean, this is the biggest lesson is you never get too attached to any of them because they have to make their mistakes. Things are going to work out. They're not going to work out or whatever. However, I would probably encourage my kid to consider the impact on what it would have for her college experience going away, right? To still be involved with somebody. The long distance thing, it can work, but it seldom does. And it creates like this weight upon other people, I think, at that age, right? You got to be open. If you can be honest with each other, you're going to be better off typically.
Yeah, but try to explain that to a 17-year-old and 18-year-old that's head over heels in love.
I'm in love with them.
But do you get involved? So actually, this has been a conversation because I think a lot of these seniors know that they're going to break up with each other before they go to college. It's kind of just accepted. And it's not in a bad way. It's just you're going to go your way. I'm going to go my way. We're going to see what happens.
Well, I think that's a realistic way to take it.
But is it a big deal if not? Is it for the parents to step in?
They've been together since eighth grade. I mean, we didn't think they would make it this long. So who are we to try to get them to break up now?
That's a good point.
The smart one, but.
Is it different because they've been together for so long since they were like in eighth grade? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Billy and Deanna are having a disagreement about their daughter. She's getting ready to go to college. She's graduating. And she's been with her boyfriend for a long time, all throughout high school. And Deanna says, let them do their thing. Billy says, Deanna, you got to tell her she's got to break up with him before they go. Otherwise, it's going to cause too much heartache.
I mean, at least give her the heads up that this is a normal thing that a lot of people do and do talk about this stuff. He says, you know what? You're going to change her entire college experience. She's going to be off on her own. She's going to be conflicted about it. Who wants that? Just let her go out there and live her life and do it. But
it took me 10 minutes to get to college and break up with my high school boyfriend.
I mean, right? Like, you think you're going to go there and everything's going to be, I'll miss you so much. I'll love you. You get there and you're like, wait a minute. Look at all these people.
I don't know. Billy says you got to have this conversation now. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Sandra, whose side are you on?
I'm on the mom's side. I really think that she should be able to make her own mistakes and learn heartbreak on her own. However, can guide her and say, hey, listen, when this happens, when you're in college, just know that we're here for you.
Right.
Leave the door open.
Right. I think the main thing for me is to hear that, listen, you're not the first person who's gone through this. A lot of people have, right? So you want to talk about it, let's talk about
it. That's right.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court. Can you tell your graduate to break up with their boyfriend before they go to college? It's so funny because... As a mom, I have no filter. If I want to say something to my kids, it comes right out of my mouth. I don't even think twice about it.
Doesn't mean that it's the right thing to do.
Sure.
I mean...
Sure, but okay. That's what's going on with Billy and Deanna. Billy says, it doesn't matter that she's been dating him since eighth grade. You have to say to her, Deanna, as a mom, you got to break up with him before you go away. It's the right thing to do. And she's not on board with that.
Yeah, she just says, listen, they've been dating a long time. They'll figure this out on their own. Who are we to say whether or not it's going to work out or not? She has her doubts as well. But, you know, at the same time, she's like, this is all natural progression. On the other hand, Billy feels like you're just not preparing her for this situation. So she's going to have to deal with what really will be her first major breakup alone, off at college by herself. And not only is it the conflict that it creates in our daughter, but what about him too? He says, listen, we like this kid too. I mean, isn't it just fairer to both of them for them to do it now?
Yeah, but Deanna says that's not our decision to make. They have to figure that out themselves, and it's certainly not mine to persuade her to do one way or the other. What do you think? Deborah, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. Either the distance will make them or break them. So let it just all happen naturally. You know, they'll see and discover things as they're going through college. And, you know, if it's meant to be, it'll be. If not, then it won't.
Right.
So,
Richard, tell us, whose side are you on today?
You can't tell the girl what to do. She's going to do what she's going to do anyway. She's going to live her life. And look, we've all been through the same exact thing. You can give all the advice you want, but that doesn't mean she's going to take it. She's not going to hear it. She's not going to listen to it. Just let her be. Let her do her thing, and she'll figure it out on her own.
So, mom's side then. All right. Yep. Thanks for the call.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Deanna, our audience agreed with you. This isn't your place to step in. She will make the right decision when she's ready to make the right decision. And trying to sway her one way or the other, you're right. It's going to just make her feel more pressure and sadness. If this is what she's decided she wants to do, go with it.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, Dad, you're just going to have to wait this one out, right? Maybe it'll go great. Once she tells you that she's engaged, she'll be like, now you need to talk to him and explain to him that you don't hate him or you've hated him all these years and rooted against him, but yet you're still going to be his father-in-law. Or maybe a week or two into it, she's going to call up and be like, Dad, you were so right. So right.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I would love to be wrong. These aren't one of those things where I want to be right. But, I mean, hopefully everything works out.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
$400 is the cash jackpot today, thanks to NHTSA. A driver who isn't wearing their seatbelt may get a ticket. A driver who isn't wearing their seatbelt during a crash may not make it home. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA. All right, we got a team today. Ashley and Charlie, are you guys ready to play?
We're ready. Tara, can you say we're ready? She's ready.
I don't know if Charlie sounds too confident there, but that's all right. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, you two. $400. Here we go.
All right. Raven's walking out. We got to wait for that big old studio door to close because he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Are you ready to play?
All right, we're ready.
Number one, Tom Brady was greeted with massive boos at Indy 500, most likely because he played for the Patriots that were the rivals of what home team?
That would be the Indianapolis Colts.
Number two, Billy Joel's wife thanked all his fans for the outpouring of love and support after his diagnosis announcement this past weekend. What is Billy Joel's nickname based on his 1973 hit song?
I'm going to go with Piano Man.
Number three, Disney announced that The Devil Wears Prada 2 is coming out on May 1st, 2026. In the original, what is the name of the magazine where Andy gets a job?
Oh, my gosh, I was just watching this. This is so frustrating. I don't remember.
Number four, Todd and Julie Chrisley were pardoned by President Trump after being convicted and serving time for tax evasion. What was the name of their original show that premiered on USA in 2014?
Chrisley Knows Best.
And number five, Portugal is the number one country that Americans are moving to. What is the capital of Portugal?
Oh, God. Lisbon?
Let me bring Raven back in. That was great. Ashley and Charlie got 4 out of 5.
Wow, that's impressive. $400. Let's see how I do.
All right. Number one, Tom Brady was greeted with massive boos at Indy 500, most likely because he played for the Patriots that were rivals of what home team?
The Colts.
The Colts is correct.
Yeah.
Number two, Billy Joel's wife thanked all his fans for the outpouring of love and support after his diagnosis. I hope he's going to be okay.
Me too. Really glad I saw him.
What is Billy Joel's...
At that show when he fell off the stage.
Like, that's not what you're supposed to say.
I'm glad I got to be there. He sounded great. He did The Stranger and everything. He did Innocent Man.
What is Billy Joel's nickname based on his 1973 hit song?
He's got to be the Piano Man.
That's right. Number three, Disney announced that The Devil Wears Prada 2 is coming out on May 1st, 2026. In the original, what's the name of the magazine where Andy gets a job?
I have no idea.
It is Runway.
Okay.
You need these next two to tie. Otherwise, Ashley and Charlie are going to win this $400.
Here we go.
Number four, Todd and Julie Chrisley were pardoned by President Trump after being convicted and serving time for tax evasion.
It's weird.
What was the name of their original show that premiered on USA in 2014?
I mean, never watched it, but was it Chrisley Knows Best?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
All right. You need this last one to tie. Otherwise, the money goes to Ashley and Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, Portugal is the number one country that Americans are moving to. What is the capital of Portugal?
Lisbon.
Yes.
Woo!
All right.
The motherland.
All right. I'm sorry. You guys tied at 4 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
All right. We'll take it. Ashley and Charlie, we can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time, you two. Great game. $500
Thank
tomorrow,
you.
Anna.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.